Thanks for tuning in to MBL Chat, hosted by Brittany, Michaela, and Lauren. Tonight's topic is the benefits of social networking through social media. And first, Lauren will discuss the benefits of social networking through Twitter.
Okay, so Twitter was founded in 2006 by Evan Williams, Jack Dorsey, and BizDone. And they were just trying to merge an SMS AIM feature onto the site, and they just wanted a really small version of what people are doing and saying to say, here's what I'm doing. Being an active Twitter user, I found the benefits to that I was able to connect and follow other public relations professionals and student practitioners, and I'm also able to discuss and receive feedback from other users, along with asking questions to fellow colleagues and my professors as well. And also, it's helped me to find potential employers, which students really would benefit from. And I personally benefit from Twitter because I'm in the process of working with someone who I met on Twitter to pursue my public relations career. Now, Brittany, to hear about the benefits of LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is a business-oriented social networking site. It allows its users to create a profile that includes information that you'd want found on a resume. So this includes anything from your current and past employment, your activities outside of school as well as in school, and community and other service involvement. It also allows you to connect with others through a contact network. This contact network connects you with other friends, coworkers, and current potential employers, and also other companies. There are many benefits for you to use LinkedIn when you're social networking. You can connect with other people, so you can find it, you know, any of your friends that you have want to connect with or reconnect with, as well as companies. All these companies have LinkedIn profiles, so they can find you and look for potential employees. They can post jobs, and you can use it to find the jobs that they post. Be sure to make sure that all your information that you put on your LinkedIn profile is everything you'd want someone to see on a resume. Not just a few things, because many potential companies will be looking at your profile. Now we're going to go to Kayla, who's going to talk about Facebook.
Facebook was founded in 2004, and now, 6 years later, it has more than 400 million active users. The average active user on Facebook spends more than 55 minutes a day. Facebook also enables us to present ourselves in an online profile, and it increases the communication and connection between friends and the online community. Through your online profile, friends can view your page, look and or tag pictures, write on your wall, send messages, chat, and much more. Facebook has benefited me in several ways, and one of the ways it's benefited through social networking is that it allows you to connect with others, which could possibly be possible employers. It also allows you to become fans of pages, which can improve your networking, especially if the page is for a company that you potentially might be interested in working for. Joining groups helps you find and meet others who have common interests with you. Now to Brittany to hear about how you can get the benefits of blogging.
Blogging is a completely different type of social media. It's not just where you can post pictures and write to other people. It's actually where you can respond to other people's entries. A blog is defined as a type of website where an individual can post entries of commentary about any variety of subjects. Blogs can be used by companies for employers to connect directly with consumers for feedback purposes, as well as to either ask or answer questions from consumers. Blogs can be used as personal diaries as well for individuals who just want to discuss their daily or weekly activities and happenings with other friends. Blogs are different because you can leave comments on other blogger sites and have discussions about what's on the site, so it can become kind of an open discussion forum. There are many social networking benefits of blogging. The first one is that the connections that you have with other people. You can connect also with potential employers, especially who are now getting into the blogging phase where they can actually create a direct relationship with you, because they feel like companies feel when they create a direct relationship with the consumer, they're going to continue that relationship. Companies can also receive feedback from consumers, so you can go on a blog and openly write your opinion, whereas if you're talking on the phone, you may not want to openly state your opinion. This also helps you, yourself, as a potential employee, to get your name out on the internet, because your name will appear more across the internet through web searches. So when a company Googles your name, your name will just pop up and they can see what content you're discussing and, you know, what kind of person you are.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's show, hosted by Brittany, Lauren, and Michaela. Our next show will be April 2nd at midnight. Special thanks tonight goes out to Barbara Nixon. Good night, everybody. For any questions or comments about tonight's show, you can go to www.wordpress.michaelacarter.com.